I'm gonna cut my mic the whole time.
Oh, so we're gonna really have that conversation?
All right. So, you guys ready?
You give me the go-ahead. Let me know when to go. Spin in. Let's go. Nick.
Where
Nick,
it stops, Nick, nobody knows. Nick.
Not you. Me.
Is it you again?
All it's I me. Know is Arm not is a bitch. Me.
It's me. God damn it. All right, fine.
Dude, that's what you get for playing around and spinning too early.
I thought we were starting the episode.
No, we were still talking about things.
Nobody was even looking at you, dude. We know what you're trying
to
do.
I saw it.
We had set up the recording.
Anthony, let me ask you a question.
What?
Have you seen Jumanji?
Yes.
You remember when the kid tries to cheat and he turns into a monkey?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's you.
That's you, bro.
Okay, how do I unfull screen?
Shut up.
The Stool Podcast.
What do we want?
Mr. Stool!
Dad, who the hell are these assholes?
Guys are so mean. Those kids are real losers.
We don't want your music.
You're their forfeit.
Guys are so embarrassing.
To win any motherfucker always be funny.
Nice work, you dunce.
Whatever you want to do.
All right, change Mr. topics. Absentee on him. Johnny, intro us already. We're yep. going 5 minutes and you haven't even introduced
the
show.
3, 2, 1, right. Johnny.
Hit me. You got to go to me. Come on, dude. What are you doing over here?
I'm an expert at this, so don't even tell me how to do my job.
Yeah. And you go to me. That's definitely me. All right, we're ready? Hey, guys. Welcome to the Stool Podcast. We are here. We're having fun. We're going to have a fun episode, guys. It's going to be a good episode. We got the homies in here today. My name is Johnny Savage, and to my left, we got Mick. Go to Mick. There you go.
I'm Mick.
He's got it.
Hi.
Good job.
And then on the bitch board, who do we got, Mick?
Oh, you know, same bitch as last week.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Yeah,
that means he's a double bitch.
Same bitch, different week.
And we got our close friends and homies, Tori and DJ. We love these guys. They've known them longer than I have, but I like them. I think they're cool people. They're fun. We're talking about
Dungeons and Dragons. No, hold up. Do that again.
First of all.
No, Johnny, I felt
up.
You not believing
First
in
all,
that.
Shut up. Again. All right, I'll do it again.
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't even believe in it.
All right, go back to me again. I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you.
I got you, dude. Here we go.
Here we go. I got you, guys. Hey, we got in store today for you guys, or in shop today, in the studio, more like in the studio. We got Tori and DJ, the homies of ours from a long time past. DJ and Tori, let's go.
Let's go.
Musicians.
Let's go.
Musicians over here too. So there are musicians and you guys are good.
He's
musicians.
Taking shots at himself.
Yeah, I was like, it wasn't at me.
First word spoken.
Yeah, we got some friends in studio today. We appreciate them coming through. Thank you guys. We're gonna talk music today. We're gonna have some fun. You know, we make it fun. You know, that's what we do. We like to have a good time here.
Talk too much.
Yeah, I do talk too much.
I could be playing Minecraft right now.
I know. I could be playing the new Baldur's Gate, but
yeah,
I'm not.
I could be back on Baldur's Gate. Yeah, I could be back on Baldur's Gate.
But yeah, so you guys know about our podcast a little bit? Do you guys know what we kind of talk about and have fun with? Okay. How about you turn down that music board?
I got it.
Look at this guy. Already messing up.
You can stop Spotify too, though.
Oh, yeah.
I got to put a pause on it. Put a pause on it. Anthony's still learning. It's going to take a year.
I'm really bad at computers, guys. Just to let you guys know. I mean, I'm not great at it.
You said everything wrong.
What's that, Sonny?
He probably still uses AOL.
Wait, you meant the electronic mail.
Wait, the am I the youngest mail. Person in this room right now?
I think so, maybe. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm trying to open Spotify or close Spotify and do all this stuff at the same time.
Yeah, we all do it. Anthony, me and Mick do it, and we do it fine.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is good for you.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we should just mandatory you 5 weeks just to get the hang of it.
I don't have a Mac, so it's like I don't even know how to do.
It's literally the same thing.
You just hover at the bottom, basically.
I'm okay.
On the left side.
Okay, there.
Where? What?
I'm doing it.
You're doing it?
I'm doing it.
Whoa, do you guys see this? Do you guys see
magic? Daddy, I'm stealing. I'm stealing.
Just, yeah, stop it. Yeah, you can just leave it in that window so you can minimize
it. There you go. That's what I would like to do.
You're just going
to
be a treasure trove of Simpsons quotes today.
Oh, God.
Now we good.
Hey, right. Guys, welcome to the Stu Podcast.
I did lose your guys' links.
No, you didn't.
I lost the first one.
You're good. You're good. You got it. You got it.
But we're still going, guys. Come on.
Yes. All right,
I'm terrible at it, but
so DJ and Tori, one by one, tell us how long you guys been doing music and like what your guys' style you would say is. Kind of tell the people what you do.
I don't do music.
You're a liar. You're a bass player. I know you do music.
I mean, he's been doing it longer than me.
Got a scene
too. Well, longer because you've been alive longer than me.
On the controller.
About 20 years now.
On scene one and then
nice.
Yeah.
14, 34.
20 years.
Go to the camera.
Mine's close too. I think
scene one, number two.
What are you guys fucking doing?
Started off with a bitch boy over there.
There we go. Five. It's five.
Mm-hmm. It's five. You got it?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, DJ. Freaking these guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm taking his job.
Yeah. Next time, let him know. He'll put that White Russian on that table for you and give it to you when you're ready.
What was the question? I wasn't paying attention.
How long you been doing the
music? How long you been doing music and what type of genres do you typically write in?
Well, started with that guy right there.
Anthony.
Yes.
Got you. Okay. Yeah, okay.
What's his name? Yeah.
I'm saying it. Bitch boy Anthony. He's bitch boy today.
For 20 years. Genre wise, whatever I want.
Yeah, I was like, anything you
like. I like that.
I try not to stay in any kind of box. And it's just like whatever I have in my head. It's like whatever I want to listen to, I write it.
There you go. So, I like that. I mean, you guys listen to our music. We do the same
thing. I saw a clip for that music video morning.
That was fun.
Like, it's going to be a fun one. It's way different than what we've written before, which is fun.
I was not expecting it. It was.
I don't rap like that. This guy was good. He got that out
okay,
of me.
Okay, we always know you'd be rapping, Johnny.
I saw a familiar face in the music video, too.
But our first introduction to you was you rapping on a song.
Probably. Yep.
For me.
Yeah, Tori, let's hear it.
I started playing music, like actually playing music, like touching an instrument. I was probably about like between 5 and 8. But like doing band stuff, I was 12. That was like my first actual like band. And then the first band that actually did well is probably like 14. Like that was like the legit
one. You started when you were 12.
Yeah.
Were you playing an instrument or were you vocals?
I was playing guitar and doing vocals at that time. Like that was like, you know, that was the era of like, oh yeah, we're more like a rock band,
right?
You know?
Right.
And then it went into like the emo scene and that's when it was like, oh man, like me screaming, that was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
that was totally an accident. Right. That was a
tell us about that.
Well, a friend wanted to do it, and I was like, "Yeah, go ahead, like go ahead and try it." And they tried it, and they weren't that good at it. So I was just like screwing around, and like my first few times doing it was god awful.
Yeah,
it was bad. I was like, "This is not for
me."
That's
all of us.
That's like, how it goes.
Everybody's like, first screams are terrible.
I'm gonna read the room here. Anybody want to hear Tori's impersonation of her doing her first scream awfully?
Do it.
Yeah,
I
like
that.
Votes.
I'll say that.
Probably sounds like this.
No, it was okay. I'll be honest. I was trying. This was like right when Define the Great Line came out, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be like Spencer.
I'm gonna scream,
and it was like, like it was just not happening. I was like,
it's not happening.
That counts. I said so, we give like, it to her. That counts.
I don't know how I ever figured it out how to do it. I'm gonna be totally honest. A lot of it was just me trying to copy guys. I think the first band that actually like did it for me where I was like, okay, I could fucking do this, Norma Jean.
I like that. Norma Jean's dope.
Norma Jean, man.
Norma Jean's.
You know, also, everybody's first scream is either that or the whisper scream.
Where did we go? I wonder if you guys have seen Norma Jean.
Yeah, right.
We went to go see Norma Jean.
And then you try to put volume to it, and that's when it becomes that.
It's not even there anymore. It was some little, like, tiny rinky dinky
thing. What city was that? It was like Willing Hills or some shit.
Yeah, like, I wanted to talk about it when we talk about stuff later, but, like, that we were going to talk about that with stuff. But, yeah, we saw Norma Jean in, like, some teeny tiny. I think it was, like, Boyle Heights.
Was it?
In yeah, LA? Yeah, it was like in Boyle Heights. And then we went back and played there like as a show, band man. Like it later so on. Good. And I got robbed at the venue.
Oh, yeah.
Where's
your purse? Where's your car keys?
Wait, how in what way did you get robbed?
They stole my friggin' wallet.
That's right.
We were playing and all my stuff was on the side. So the stage was real tiny. You know how some of these venues are. Yeah. They don't have any green room.
Is this a bar?
Yeah.
Is this a place that's like, okay, so it's a street that looks incredibly...
It's like a major street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not too far from that famous bridge, mm-hmm. right? I think I know exactly
the place
you're
talking about. And there's like no parking. We had to like park at a laundromat.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I know exactly the place yeah. you're talking about.
That's literally every show now.
Yeah.
Every LA
show. And my wallet
show.
Got sold. I think I had like $500 or something in there.
Oh, no.
No, it was the freaking merch money, bro. I was like, oh my no. God.
It was nuts.
Yeah, I was like, dude, like, pissed. what the hell? I was mad.
It was literally like right under our noses, too.
And
like,
you know what else was bad?
Stuff was like,
because it was on stage
front,
with you.
Yeah, it was like front of the stage.
It was just on, yeah. I was like, up. How did I not see this?
Yeah, and that makes me
the
nervous
dude with the
because
microphone or something.
I literally put my stuff, like when I play a show, I grab all my stuff, like my glasses, my wallet, and my phone, and I put it usually in my hat, and I put it right next to my base cab. Mm-hmm. That makes me nervous.
And I usually put the stuff like right, either right behind his cab or like something like, but it was like just on the side. We were in a rush. That venue was a mess. Yeah. It was a mess. Like, honestly, like, you guys know, most shows that we play, everything's a mess.
I'm right. never playing in LA again.
Everything's a mess.
Yo, that's all I play right now. It's fucking annoying.
It sucked because we had come out of that show. Well, the show we had played before, we had opened for Emery. And that was like the best show. Hands down, that like made my entire life. I've always wanted to open for that band. That band was
that's
like, honestly, I started playing music probably because of that band.
Nice,
that band
nice.
Was just like it. So when we got to open for them, it was like, but talking to those guys, like it was like opening for dad. Like, hey dad, thanks for influencing my entire music. But yeah, like opening for them was awesome. And then we had the next day, we played like a couple days later, we played this show and then I got robbed. And I was like, there goes all the money that we made from the every show.
Flows of music, yeah, of performing like, live music.
Yeah.
I mean, how much stories do you hear of people getting their freaking trailers jacked and
jeez, dude.
Cracked open?
Oh, it's everything.
That's all. It happens all the time. Even bigger bands, like their shit gets jacked, and they're just like,
I feel like I get that more from bigger bands because they always think that they have more money, which we all know is totally false.
Yeah,
but it's like, false. It's like, dude, like we have like nothing. Like our, I mean, not knocking our cabs. Our cabs are really small. We do that on purpose. But it's like, we don't look like we have money. Like, why are you robbing me?
I take great pride in my equipment. Thank you very much.
Our cabs aren't bad. They're just little tiny things.
Yo, so some women appreciate a smaller cab. Actually,
it's hey, actually they do sound better.
It's actually average size.
They do sound better.
My base cab is.
Oh, whatever.
What are you running nowadays? How much? What are you running on a cab wise?
Oh, a Quilter bass block.
What is speaker size on that? I don't know what that is.
The head is
little teeny tiny thing.
I'm not an equipment nerd. This guy is.
So my cab, I just use a 210.
210. That's
the
what.
That's it.
That's what I use now, and it's the shit.
Yeah. I've never, you know, like. Bass players always want that big.
That
eight
fucking
810
fridge. Get out of here. Like, I don't need all that.
The thing that you
no, you really don't. Because a lot of
like a refrigerator.
You know, live,
yeah, we had to bring like a dolly out.
All our volume comes from the house speakers.
To my old
they
bases.
Put us through the house.
That was so
and
annoying.
Then, so that's you know, your cab's really just for stage mm-hmm. volume.
Exactly.
And you don't need
exactly.
that big ass thing. For
but honestly, a lot of the big bands are doing it now. Like, I'm a big fan of like Amberlin. That's like one of my favorite bands. And they're all playing on little cabs like that now too. And they're a big band. They're playing like stadiums and all that stuff. And they got that in little cabs. I'm like, good for you guys.
Yeah.
It's
you're
nice
like,
to
the,
see
the,
that out
the
there.
The bigger
now.
Your equipment, the harder it is to move.
Yeah.
And especially for people like I'm old as shit. Like that stuff's hard to move around.
Bro, I've been telling this guy all day. My back's been hurting like all day.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're gonna see me do weird.
Johnny, you need me to
stuff?
Fix you, man?
Wait, what do you mean?
She's a chiropractor.
No,
no, I'm not.
Yeah, that's an insult.
Physical therapy.
Physical therapy.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah. I don't know what
I don't know the difference. I
fuck something
yikes.
Up.
Yikes.
We fucked something up.
No, let's talk about that. That's going to be very interesting, at least for me.
One's high school diploma, the other one's college education.
We're both college education. Don't knock
well, in comparison.
But One deals with joints, the other one deals with
chiropractic. Is like
I am the biggest shit talker on the planet.
I like it.
Look, I work with chiros. I love chiros. What they do is important.
She doesn't.
But
I work. No, no, I'll say it for you, Tori. I've heard that it's quackery. I'll say that element of it.
And then a lot of this stuff works together.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
I will say, because a lot of people will be like, oh no, you got to go see a chiropractor and they're going to fix you and everything's great. And that's not always true. And it's the same with physical therapy. A lot of our stuff, it doesn't always fix you right away either. It's not a cure all.
Disappear.
But it's called therapy for a reason.
It does a lot.
DJ, close that.
A lot of this stuff works together. So if I say anything, I'm like, chiropractors serve their purpose. They do joints and all that stuff, and that's great. They crack you and all that, but it's not going to work unless you have somebody else work the soft tissue side. Right. So you need both. Honestly, I feel like you need
independent
both.
Man, I get my own juice.
I can do magic on you. Yep. I don't know if I'll fix you.
The soft tissue is good. Yeah. I like soft tissue.
Put my elbow in.
I like your soft tissue.
Thank you.
Oh,
I love that. Mick chimed in just to say something about soft tissue.
Soft tissue.
Going to be soft for long.
That's because Mick needs some TLC too.
I get TLC.
Yeah.
I get TLC. Oh, hey,
I could confirm.
Hey,
he's like, I was listening to Waterfalls this morning.
Mick, good for you.
Come on.
That is rude. That is rude.
He does. I do very good for him.
We have fun around here.
Good for you, Johnny.
We have fun around here.
What's the OnlyFans link?
@MixtureDumbass.
Yeah. It's actually Mixtra Dumbass.
Spending money.
Nice. Okay,
that's getting old.
It's not for me. I think it's funny still.
Randy said it's getting old too.
I don't care what Randy says.
Ooh! Oh, Johnny.
Oh, Anthony. Respond. No, I was going to actually ask you something.
Okay.
Stop talking.
Yes, sir.
Tori, tell us the song that you brought in today.
All right, so I brought in Bite My Tongue by Wilder. So we opened for these guys when they were Hearts Like Lions. They opened for Emery and we opened for them. So we love these guys. They transitioned to being Wilder with just two of them.
They're actually females now.
No. they transitioned to be this, their guitar player and their drummer.
Oh, okay. No, so I misunderstood.
They're Long Beach locals. So it's awesome to have these guys, you know, just us playing with them and all that. So, and they just opened a bar. They opened a bar.
I noticed so much more bands are not just doing music. Like, we got to do more than music.
They opened a distillery and a bar, and that's, it looks awesome as hell.
Sick, dude. All right, let's hear it. This is them?
Yes, it is.
Wow, their song.
Bite My Tongue. Let's go. All right.
Already.
They got a big sound in there. I like it.
Medium sound.
Medium to big, medium, I'd say.
Medium. Venti?
He's a venti. Although he kind of looks like me without a beard.
Wait, the lead singer or the...
No, the drummer.
I'm the only one that doesn't say venti at Starbucks. Whenever I order Starbucks, I'm like, I'll take the big one.
I'm going to interject here with the serious note.
I kind of like this.
I love the vocals, man.
Yeah.
This is kind of, the very like drumming.
Yeah, Steven's awesome.
Listen to Hearts Like Lions, too.
Hearts Like Lions is awesome. That was their old band. But I mean, this band's awesome, too.
I've heard that name, so I'm sure I've heard a song.
I do know that name, too.
They were on Tooth and Nail. So oh, they okay. left Tooth and Nail because a few of their band members left. A couple of them moved up north, yada, yada, yada. And then I don't think they could get the name because, you know, when you sign to a label, you have a multi-year contract you got to be with.
So, that you have to...
so when they left, it was just him and the drummer. Those guys are, they live in Long Beach, so they're local guys. And they just freaking kill it. Just the two of them. I love it. I was like, when they came out with this, I was like, damn. I think it was during 2020, wasn't it?
Does anybody remember the band The Gay Blades?
Was that your band? I guess not.
Oh God!
You know you sounds could like be right with that.
All the beatings today, I'll take them.
Sounds like,
but
that,
I'm gonna
like
be a honest band with you would call. The Gay Blade is a thing that Zorro used to be called. Is Zorro the Gay Blade?
Yeah,
you understand
because
that, right?
Zorro's gay.
Is he though? He was like the biggest womanizer.
Isn't he up here with sweaty nipples and gay blade?
Big womanizer.
Mike with the fucking bull from sweaty nipples. All right, let's get back to Wilder.
I like it.
Kind of Imagine Dragons-y, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't expect them to sound
that. Shit. What was the Cable Car
Don't
song?
You dare stop the song
That's
right
the
now.
Best part! That's the best part.
We have to stop the song every couple seconds. We have to do it.
Yeah. YouTube says we have to.
We have to do it.
That's why we back it up.
But it's the best part.
I didn't expect them to sound like that, though.
We interrupted for a good 15, 20
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, back it up 5 seconds.
All right, we will.
We're like...
I was just
all
about
right,
to get
you got me all quick, excited for the good part.
What is that band that sang that Cable Car song? What is that band?
Musical equivalent of Blue Balls.
That's the vocalist that reminds me. This guy reminds
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I feel that. I can hear that. You're
all right. So here we go. The best part. Everybody shut the fuck up.
Orale, fool. I'm in a band.
It's the chorus. It's the chorus, bro. It's the chorus, bro.
And we go
we play our ciudad. We get basole.
Basole. And I go.
I'll be going home.
I can't participate in this. I'm
doing this right now. I'm in a project right now. The drummer, Xavier, he plays for the band Tourists. He plays for a bunch of bands, but he's filling in my hardcore project right now. And he's trying to start a vegan taco pop-up that exclusively shows up at shows. Tell me that's not a fucking brilliant
best idea.
Idea.
I like
fucking
vegan
best idea.
Tacos.
Is it called Vato?
I got it. Pig as a pit, so I don't eat that pork. All right, let's listen to these guys. That's how I thought he was going to sound. Let's keep going.
No, dude, I was honestly, I was hoping for you to go eventually into like shit, that, dude. Like the drunken Mexican.
Some Cheech and Chong type stuff.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy. All right. No, seriously, though. No. Best part of the song. Here we go.
I do like it.
It's awesome.
It is pretty awesome. See, wait, pause it real quick. This is why I like this, what we do here, is because I learn about new music, especially bringing in guests. Like you guys, before Mick and Anthony already show me new music just outside of this. But we all save it now for this, for the podcast, and we share new music and
there's
new things.
To it.
I love it. It's just, it's awesome because I love listening to me. Now I'm going to go literally driving home today. I'm going to be listening to these guys and like checking them out, like checking out their whole catalog.
They
you
have
know?
A whole record?
And yeah, they, that's a the, record. They released yeah. a record so with
this,
that.
This band has an EP.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's Hearts Like Lions, which has a full
what is it, Lions? Okay. What is it called?
Hearts Like Lions.
Hearts Like Lions.
Yeah, their okay. last album
so
before they broke
voice.
Up
this
was
guy's got a nice voice.
Yeah, that guy was a singer in Hearts Like Lions still, but before they broke up, they released an album. That album is so
every
good.
Every single song,
so,
banger, banger. And honestly, like
love it.
You know, I'll plug Seosin. Seosin's freaking Beatle album. Every song is a banger.
Right, everything's
but
a banger.
But that song is also a banger. That thing's a banger. I love every song in there, and there's not a lot of bands that do that for me.
It's not.
These bands did that. And the fact that we got to like hang out with them and open for them like several times.
That's dope.
Freaking awesome.
That's dope. Let's continue playing it. Let's hear it.
Got it.
These guys are dope. I'm digging it. If I'm digging it, then it means something.
So it's not girl music, Johnny.
No, this is not girl music.
I don't listen to girl music. Come on now.
Wow.
Gauntlet laid down.
Am I safe here? Will I ever
another quick little
thing to say about it. That chorus is getting me every time.
All right,
I listen to it every day.
No, but one thing to say about like this style of music, right? There's a simplicity to like, all right, some people would argue that like formulaic, like complicated music is the best kind of music. It's like the most emotionally evocative or whatever. It speaks to them the most, but this is so straightforward. It's just good performance.
Simple,
it's
great. Stupid,
very simple. Yeah. Let's
take that back to like, okay, we're all original emo kids, right?
Not me.
How simple was that music back then?
Get out.
A lot of it,
it was very simple. It was not crazy. There wasn't BBC like, no knock on Dance Gavin Dance. I love Dance Gavin Dance.
But what made that music?
Nothing was like that back then. It was simple. People loved that stuff. People remember that stuff. How many people like will shout Dashboard Confessional? That's so simple. Yeah, but people, everybody knows, right?
I shaved my head today and... You know, like, it's so weird that,
you know,
when you shave your head, like, when you're cleaning up afterwards, like, it's so crazy because, like, your hair
is everywhere. Your hair is everywhere.
Don't you dare talk shit, dude. Honestly, I've listened to Dashboard Confessional. That like I've been like on emotional lows that like I could never feel myself to get back from, but they've pulled me out to a point where I felt fully vindicated.
When you can relate to that song, you've made it.
Right.
Like, I just recently, like, you know, everybody in the world struggles with mental stuff. And it's like, I recently pulled myself out of it. And it's like, listening to that song, it's like, damn.
See, when I go through stuff like that, I'm listening to Cannibal Corpse, though. That's my thing.
He's like, that's where I find substance. Real depth.
Dude, mine's all over the place. I can't even describe to you where mine is literally everywhere.
My favorite band is Fetus Boogers.
Lyrics like burying
sounds like a good grindcore band.
Lyrics like burying the infant that is my soul. That's a good lyric. That's a good lyric. It speaks to what I relate to.
I got a really good segment we can do next podcast. So I'm thinking we just like think of like random as band names and see if they're really bands on Spotify.
Dude,
that's not a bad idea.
They have to have that tree branch font.
Yeah, they got it.
Our band name was Digital Panic. People were looking at me like DP.
Yeah.
And I was like,
hey, yo.
I was like, look, it was named this before I was in the band.
Okay, so the story behind that name. So Digital Panic started as me and a friend of mine, just two of us.
Name names.
Erica.
Name names.
I can't say his actual... I can't say what I call him on a podcast.
Yeah, Erica.
I'll do a quack noise.
Erica.
I'll do a quack noise.
And it was just like... Because, I mean, him and I suck at coming up with names. And I was like, I want digital in the name.
Okay.
I don't know why.
And then they wonder if
panic
like,
what's another
disco?
Word that goes good with that? Oh, panic. Digital panic.
Panic at the...
Oh, it fuck, sound that's good. DP. Oh well,
move forward.
I was in a band called STD.
No, but that's the thing.
Also,
it had brand power.
I just have bad names.
Okay, yeah, and then what's the logo? A giant D and a giant P.
I mean, that's kind of sick, though. That's kind of a good. It's good branding, like Mick said. I mean,
it was a Christian band.
It was a Christian band.
Maybe not that good of branding.
Well, no, I mean Christians aren't going to make that correlation. You know,
of course they are.
Look, okay, like
the most degenerate people on the planet.
Yeah, we're Christians. We're just
scared of digital stuff, so we're panicking.
Yeah, AI is coming to kill us, Mike.
I knew it. We saw it. We seen it.
We're scared of rainbows on beer cans.
Y'all seen it before. Hell yeah. But okay, so no, you guys were kind of going over, right? Your story of Digital Panic.
What was I talking about?
We're talking about the inception of Digital Panic.
Oh yeah, you, because I wasn't there for that. I was an afterthought. You could talk about my afterthought eventually. But
I was just talking about how the name came about.
Talk about it until she gets in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, how does she get in?
Yeah.
When does she come in?
So you and your
gay friend touching each other.
That was before that. That was in passengers.
We got done touching tips, and then I was bored.
Right.
So I was like, I want to join.
Get a girl involved.
Yeah. I was like, I want to join a band with more people.
Okay.
She was in a different band that recently she got kicked out of and posted.
Right.
Wait.
How'd you get kicked out? Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say?
She was a girl.
You said something.
Literally.
That band, he says we were bad. I thought we were awesome. Okay.
Everybody thinks their own band is awesome, but if I showed you guys my first band,
I think my stuff's dog shit.
We were getting label attention.
I thought that was how
that's
it
pretty
worked.
Good. When you're like 14, 15 years old and you're getting label attention,
I found out we did
pretty,
too.
That's pretty awesome. Like we had them showing up to the shows. So like,
nice.
You know, we were selling out independent band, freaking all independent band shows, and we were headlining them at the chain and we were selling them out. Like, that's pretty good.
Wait, hold up. You're playing chain at 14 years old?
Oh, yeah.
God damn. I played there the first time when I was like 22.
It was freaking awesome.
The fuck?
We used to sell it all the time because the promoter we were with told us, hey, man, if you play five shows with us. Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Segway.
That's a good segue for us.
told us that we played five times that we'd get to open for a sign band. This was a long time ago, right? So we're like, yeah, we're going to do
it. Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
So we did it, and we started selling them out, and we were having freaking labels show up and talk to us.
That's cool.
And I was like, man, like, we're freaking owning it. But then the band flipped on me and wanted to go really heavy direction. Didn't really talk to me about it.
We were doing vocals?
I was doing vocals. I was screaming and singing still.
Okay.
So it was like, I think I sang more in that band than any other band. Like, I really liked the style of that band. So, We played a Warped Tour, played the Warped Tour qualifier. Okay. We won our first one by a freaking landslide. We killed everybody. The second round, we lost, but the band we lost to was friends with the guy hosting the show.
Oh, yep.
So
happens every time.
They told my bandmates, which I had joined the band. I didn't found this band or anything. Told my bandmates that we lost because of me. So my bandmates were like on this freaking thing to get rid of me.
She just wasn't what we're looking for.
It was because she was a girl.
Yeah, it was because I was a girl in that style. They were just like, oh, girls don't scream. Girls don't do hardcore. Because it wasn't really popular back then.
Flash forward to 10 years later, how opposite that is now.
It wasn't as popular. There was a handful of them that were pretty popular, but it wasn't as popular. So like, they were like, oh, we got to get rid of her. And they told me when they got rid of me, we played our last show at Di Piazza's. They told me they wanted to be the Devil Wears Prada. So they got rid of me. They got two guys to be screamers, and then they got a keyboard player.
Devil Wears Prada.
So it was just like it just wasn't. It wasn't good. Salt. They died like a year after. Sorry. They died a year after getting rid of me.
I love everything they do. I will fist fight Johnny right now.
I'm sorry. I
do love Devil Wears
Prada.
I grew
up as emo. I grew up as death metal and thrash metal.
I think he's sitting in the wrong chair.
I'm the outlandish guy.
Look, I like death metal too. I have no problem with it. Like, you're wearing an Impending Doom shirt. Those are my homies.
Those are my guys.
Yeah, I freaking love those guys.
Brooke is the homie.
Johnny is the homie.
And I was really cool at B-Town, but then he's not in the band no more.
Oh, no. I used to hang out with Brooke. He was my homie. Dave.
Can I share with you my black metal band name that I've always wanted to?
Absolutely.
Sarcophagus.
All right, Tori, so let's go ahead and with your story, what you were talking about. What were we going on
back
about?
Back to Tori's story?
Yep.
So I got kicked out of that
we
band.
Should just mute your mic.
And then
at
I
this
had
point.
A freaking tryout. I had one right. friend that wanted to be in the band with me. He was not in my last the band before that. He was mm-hmm. not in that band. He had filled in for us one time to play guitar, and he wasn't really that great. So I had a tryout to get better guys. So I was looking for a guitar player, bass player, and a drummer.
Okay.
So
I had this tryouts. Is my favorite part of the story.
I had two different groups of guys. I had one group of guys. They were awful. Let's be real. They were awful. Two of them actually knew each other, but the guitar player and the drummer knew each other.
You the best.
Open that for him, please.
And then... Sorry. Then this Thank guy you. Was in my second group okay. with our other friend Nick.
Okay, so I gotta tell this part of the story. All right.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I'll just say you were there with Nick and
started,
another guy.
She started a new band, and I saw the post on
they were
Facebook.
Passengers.
I started the post. It was not called that at the time.
I don't remember what we were called.
It was 10 till midnight. I believe.
Yes. So I named see, it after my dog.
Yeah. So I see a post Listen. On Facebook asking for bass players.
I'm getting faded tonight.
And,
I'm gonna be
and
late.
And then. It says to DM your qualifications.
Oh, yeah.
I posted my shit
on the
as
wall.
A public yeah. comment.
He did post it as a comment. I was like, man, I've played this many shows.
I've played like, out God. Of state shows. I just like, spilled everywhere.
Tori, I love you.
No, dude, honestly, this dude avoided me like the freaking plague.
Yeah. So I posted my stuff in public.
Wait, real quick. I know what he was doing, but go ahead.
So I posted my qualifications in public.
Right.
Because I can't read.
So. Also, he wanted to show you guys. I ain't scared then, of none of these guys.
And then, like, he instantly, did. Like, right DJ's after, I, right, after stud, I post that, dude. Right after
plays,
I post that comment, I get the
guy.
Message.
He's, I know what he's
doing. He sends
honestly,
me
that's
the
why,
stuff,
that's
I
why
learn
he,
it.
He and I get along so well. He is strong, silent type.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He had you, Tori, let me tell you this real quick. He had you from the beginning. That's the thing. You didn't know it. You didn't know it at the time, but he had you figured out from
I'm not
the gonna beginning.
Lie. I'm not going to lie. When he exactly walked, when he showed doing. Up to the tryout, I thought it was cute.
He was like,
but I was,
yes,
but
are,
I was,
we are together.
But I was dating somebody else at the time, so I was like, yeah. So I was like, can't freaking talk to this guy like that. But he was like awkwardly outside of the room, and I was like, hey.
I was the rebound.
I was like, do you? I was like, do you want to? Do you, are you DJ? Are you supposed to come in here for the tryout? He was like,
he was like,
yeah.
Call me whatever.
Tori,
you want.
Were you like, I almost guarantee you, his answer was actually like. Yeah, I don't know, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It was about that. It was about that. Then he comes in and awkwardly, because I don't know, Mike, if you remember when we had the pool table inside the
that
studio
was
room.
Yeah, annoying.
Yeah. He comes and sits behind the pool table and that freaking couch and is just like...
sinks right into it.
Like, let me disappear into this couch.
So, yeah, I show up to the tryout and... God, that band was ass. I was actually... this close to leaving it.
Yeah, we changed our name without telling him, and he got mad.
Because, yeah, I was in Vegas. It was for
Mike's wedding, apparently. I had no idea.
Yeah, and they changed the name without me, and I was like, I mean, I was already like, because these guys were so
bad. Look, he didn't help. He was just like just sit there quiet
the
whole time. He
clicks,
didn't put any.
They couldn't do
he
shit.
He didn't put any.
Grasping at straws to just be part of a project with people.
And, yeah, I only stayed because the drummer we had, Nicholas.
Oh, Nick.
He
love you, Nick.
He was like...
Oh, Nick is very, very... Yeah.
I'm cutting him off right there. I only stayed because of the bullshit! Because of the drummer you stayed.
No, Nick is very...
I'm sure he's very whatever.
Nick forces himself on you.
Who is sitting on the couch with him now?
As hard as this is to believe...
Yeah, that was it.
I had zero intention on this ever happening.
He's playing Stone Cold to the very end.
I remember Nick.
You remember that story she told before this podcast started of how all this started? Of how oblivious I was?
First of all, I love what he's doing. He's gonna, like, Tori, just so you know, he's gonna keep this up forever.
He's the goal.
He's
the fucking goal, bro.
Hey, DJ, we're the same guy, dude. I'm telling you, I did the same thing to my girl. I was like, yeah, I don't, whatever.
I seriously had no intention on ever dating her.
Oh, yeah.
She's way out of my league. She settled so hard for me, it's not even funny. She was already like talking to somebody else at the time, and
yeah, when he showed up, I was definitely talking to somebody else. I was definitely not.
He was like half my size.
He was the same height as me. That was weird. That's the only one I've ever had be my height. That was weird.
Take that as a lesson, Short Kings. Y'all are fucked.
I'm sorry, 5'4" guys. I'm 5'4". We were just like meeting nose to nose. It was fun ish.
You don't gotta wear heels for him.
But I don't like wearing heels, and when I wear heels, you say I'm a tall lady and it intimidates you, so
I am afraid that are taller than me.
own it.
That's hilarious. That's great. You have to own the heels, Tori. Just shut him up with those.
She don't like heels.
Girl power, dude.
They hurt my athletic injuries.
I now immediately he said girl power. I just picture the Spice Girls heels.
Did you see the Spice Girl did the Olympics, dude? That was hilarious.
No, what happened there?
The Spice Girls they did a show for the Olympics.
I saw Celine Dion.
What are they like 60 now?
No, bro. They're 40s or 50s, dude. They're not that old.
Baby Spice is the only white girl for me, okay?
Oh, when we first started dating, it was Carrie Underwood.
Ooh, really?
I like that.
And I was
that was my family making a joke.
And I was like, white women?
White women?
I don't like white girls.
DJ, we're the same in a lot of ways. We look at the white ladies like celebrities, right? Like Scarlett Johansson and stuff like that. We're like, damn. But we always go with the Latina at the end of the day.
White women can't cook.
They can't do.
Right? Well, you wouldn't tell them about white Thanksgiving.
They're not as hard. They're not as hardcore as the Latinas. You know.
What's that?
Have you ever had spicy steak?
Lord,
the pepper gives it a kick.
You're talking about carne asada. Is what you're talking about.
That's the real spicy steak.
Cardina Sada?
Cardina Sada.
All right, let's watch a little more of the Wilder.
We have not finished this song.
No.
Yet.
No.
Oh, we're not going to finish
just
it.
Just for the record, we don't usually finish the song.
So you probably want to skip to like close to the end then, because I want to at least get that build up to the last one.
I'm going
to
just highlight how bad my fucking luck is. Why am I not able to select the scenes right now, guys?
Wants you to have Johnny's face.
It's people like you. Why I don't do tech support?
Oh yeah, the iPad's not working.
Yeah, the iPad's frozen, guys. That's my bad luck.
Oh my gosh!
Told you.
All right, we'll be right back. Stop it.
Stop the recording.
Oh, you don't stop it, but just you know.
Let me see. How do I redo the?
What did you do, dude?
I didn't do shit.
No, just restart the app.
I literally never do shit. It's like fucking my bad luck.
Last week he managed to get. He was working the computer. He managed to get
the mouse on the tablet
on my iPad.
Under the tablet. I don't know how that goes.
He was stuck on the iPad. I was just like, "What's your password again?"
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, probably.
Yes. What else? That's it? That's
it. Beep. Capital
B's. Beep, beep, beep.
Oh. Capital B's.
So yeah. So I have a degree in computer science, right? And that means you are free. You're basically free tech support for your family and stuff. And it's people like you why I don't do tech support as a career.
I'm going to be honest, dude. I do a lot of work to try and problem solve this shit myself.
Oops, I broke it.
But no. I'm being absolutely genuine about it. I do a lot of footwork on my own, YouTube videos, and trying to learn this shit. But it's this out of control bad luck element.
It's like
literally,
how the shit you guys break this in this way?
Who actually does this stuff? Can you explain how that possibly could have happened when I got the mouse cursor wrong when that happened?
Yeah, the Bluetooth on the iPad synced up with the Bluetooth on the mouse.
Okay, now what did I do personally?
You didn't do anything.
Exactly.
Existed.
I existed.
He was there.
I existed.
But that
like there's some people that just break shit in ways that you just cannot.
I'm so happy to hear you say these things. It's affirmation of my paranoia.
No, there's literally people that break stuff in ways that you cannot comprehend.
Well, those are people that are normally like testers for things.
And then when you try to fix it for them,
who can break this the worst?
So it gets worse. Like there's people that break stuff in ways that you just don't understand. And then when you try to fix it, they're just so uncooperative. And then you ask them, did you try turning it off and turning it back on? Why would I need to do that? It's like, what operating system are you using? Well, that's easy. Google Chrome.
That's not an operating system.
That's your internet browser.
Exactly. But there's people like that.
RIP Internet Explorer.
You got white Russian, Meg?
Is that not around anymore at all?
He does now.
Internet Explorer?
2010, they stopped, or 12 or something like that.
Well, it's Internet Explorer, but it's another name now.
Edge now.
Yeah, it's Edge. It's Edge.
And people use it just as much as Internet Explorer.
I Edge pretty much every day.
Which is never.
Somebody's got you edging?
Is that what we're talking about?
Somebody's got you edging?
I'll get you over the edge.
Yeah, my girlfriend's in Texas right now.
All right, now that I got the tablet working, do you guys want to try to finish a song?
Well, I would fast forward it a little bit towards the end if we're not going to finish.
Let's crack into the.
Yeah, we got a lot of shit on the board.
Yeah, and I love tacos, and they taste very good.
Taco, burrito, burrito.
I didn't even press play. This is already really good.
Taco, burrito, burrito.
I love that.
My taco flavor pieces. Oh, yeah, you're going to have to rewind it. This is the good part.
Did I not get that melody right?
I don't know. I feel like these guys have had In-N-Out quite a good amount of times.
They have what?
In-N-Out.
Me
the
too.
The drummer did, definitely.
Are they California boys?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're Long Beach. Definitely. They're Long
Absolutely,
Beach.
Absolutely, they've had In-N-Out.
I wouldn't say they.
I do want to go to their bar.
They're before they were signed, a lot of their shows ended with a trip to In-N-Out.
In-N-Out or Denny's, bro?
I wouldn't say all of them, but the drummer, for sure. Go ahead, continue.
Don't be talking about us fat people.
I liked going to A&W Root Beer.
He's a big after sound, shows. That's for sure.
Sick.
Anybody remember The Wire?
I really like this song.
The show The Wire?
No, the venue.
The venue The Wire? No, I don't remember that place.
Going to A&W afterwards?
Oh, yeah. God, that's not there anymore, too, A&W. Right?
That was an A&W KFC, as a matter of fact.
It's not there no more.
Damn.
Yeah, gone.
Oh, my back hurts.
So how do you guys know these guys again?
We played with them.
So are they currently like touring on something or doing like shows?
They're writing right now. They're writing an actual album awesome. This time.
Very cool. I like it.
It needs to come out already.
But they, what is that freaking thing? They opened a bar. It's called Broken Spirits Distillery. It's in Long Beach.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
That's dope. I gotta check
that
out.
If you have enough money to open up a bar, then they're obviously doing pretty good.
Well, they probably got financial backing. But it's pretty awesome.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, I want to go. It looks freaking bomb.
I'm down. Let's go right now after the pod.
Hey, I'm down.
I ain't got nothing else to do today.
File in my SUV. Let's go.
Yeah, she got room. Eat 7.
I do. Now I do. There's now one, that I don't
two,
play
three,
shows.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of us.
Now,
here?
Do they run the bar? They work there, or they?
They work there. I've seen Steven there a few times. See bartender.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah,
that's pretty sick. That is pretty sick.
I'm gonna tell him, hey, yo, I like that song where you're like, I like tacos and they taste so good. Let's see what DJ
Carne
brought.
Asada, cilantro, and some other Mexican shit.
Right, DJ, announce your song that you've been listening to nonstop.
What's this one? Non-stop.
So this is
one of those bangers,
the,
huh?
Brand new song by From First to Last,
this is girl music, but I'm down to listen,
Johnny.
So From First to Last is a huge influence.
Let me tell you something
for me,
Johnny.
The shit.
You might be girl music, but guess what?
What?
I like girls.
Ooh!
I get it then.
Hey, guess what? Chicken butt.
Dang.
Got him.
It's flying around right now, dude. Look at the fucking beef is flying. So let's get into Genesis.
I'm going to smack you with in the face with my dick, and then the beef's going to be flying. All right. Play it.
You said beef.
It is playing.
But it's what's for dinner.
The song did start muted, by the way.
Wait, pause it real quick.
No.
Did you just tell me no?
No.
What's the name? Skrillex is in this band, right?
Not anymore.
He was.
So he's where he started.
He's not on this.
No.
He's not on this track, though. No. Fuck Skrillex. All right, keep playing it. I like the intentional robotic sounds.
I think that's pretty cool. Thing that caught my attention about it, dude, is that yeah. I think they finally just made this decision to be like, nobody's deciding to do this. Except for maybe Enter Shikari. Enter Shikari is sort of doing.
So that's not true. If you see the cover art for that song,
anime theme songs. Anime.
They did an interview with Crunchyroll.
Yeah,
and they talked about cool. how it's very anime influenced, like all like those hyper. But honestly, there are other bands doing that kind of thing, right? Jared Alonge did a EP of all like Paramore and Yellow Card covers, and it's all done in the style of like the kind of songs you would see in an anime intro. So it's not something that's new in that way. The thing that stuck out to me like immediately, and it made me listen to it over and over again, is the fact that they like leaned into like, no, we're trying to make that a mainstream genre now.
Yeah, because it gives and, me like, Fear and Loathing.
Song is so good.
It gives me Fear and Loathing style. Dude, honestly,
that hook, the fucking chorus hook, is insane good.
I've had this song on repeat since it came out. Like my car rides to work,
just this song,
and car rides home from work is just this song.
Makes
it's
sense.
That good.
Okay, I've been there, not with girl music, but with man music. But yeah, go ahead.
What's a song that you have
I won't
played
take your
over
pants
over
off right now?
What's a song you played over and over, Johnny?
Huh?
Like when it came out, what's a song you became obsessed with?
It doesn't matter
what song you fucking cared about. That was The Rock. All right, back to the song.
You're not allowed to do that. Hold up. hold the fucking phone real quick.
I had to. Come on.
I don't care
what
you had to do. But I'm going to call out girl music, whether it's girl music or not.
All honestly, right? This song,
it gives me
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas vibes. So, like, if anybody's watched Hunter x Hunter, whatever you guys call it, that was the outro song for the first season of Hunter x Hunter. So like that song, this gives me that vibe. So it's been done, screaming, half English, half Japanese, whatever, that's been done. And then another band that did this too, which you liked, was freaking Crossfaith. And Crossfade. I mean,
from Japan.
Yeah, and they're also from Japan.
The Hormone, Crossfade.
Yeah, this is giving me Japan vibes. Like, they leaned into Japanese hardcore vibe.
I think, from First to Last is a band that I would say has moderate level.
Moderate?
Like, yeah, as sad as that is to say, it's a bummer for me to say that. They're definitely not as big as Skrillex is.
Well, that's because Skrillex made EDM, bro.
Absolutely. And to me, it's like that. It speaks volumes as to how, you know, fickle listeners can be. Because I would say this kind of music has a lot of substance. Shut the fuck up, Johnny. Because I don't think it's girl music.
I'm not saying nothing.
But no, I would say.
Go ahead.
I hope you
stubbed
your toe. They
leaned into the idea of like, okay, so anime music, when you hear it, you
spill
classify it that way.
It.
And you hear like, the freaking episode in your brain. Like
you,
that.
Like, you associate it with that. So it's almost like it's a gimmick to it.
Yeah.
But they went full tilt on this in a way where it's like, no, it's not. We're trying to make this.
Did that
not
come
a
out
thing.
Your nose?
We're trying to make it like a real thing in the mainstream. Like,
yeah.
like this is a genre of music.
Good thing you
that's
got gills.
You know what, though? Like, this is off topic, off the anime thing. I will say this, and this one may be controversial to most people. The like emo bands here. And the screamo bands, we created EDM.
You created EDM?
Yes. All they right. didn't know. Well, Skrillex is...
Take
Skrillex.
It. I want to hear this take.
Skrillex made EDM big. Did he not? He was huge.
No, he made dubstep big.
Yeah, he made dubstep big. Dubstep, but yeah. He was like huge. And I remember him starting in like little clubs in LA. Like I used to hang out in Matinee, which was in Pomona, and then Dance, around. Which was in LA. And he was playing as Sonny Moore. His stuff. His stuff Mora. That wound up being Skrillex. But yeah, it was the same stuff. Yeah, it was all his demos. But it was that. Okay. And then how many bands do we know that had a crazy, crazy, crazy electronics? Before EDM was big, crazy we electronics. Did. You guys did. Enter Shikari did. There was other bands. That was literally a genre Gene for a Scarlet. While.
What are, quick question. What do you guys see that dubstep came from?
That all came from freaking, what is it, neo metal and all that stuff? All that stuff came from bands that used keyboards True. And it was heavy electronic. And then they just cut the band out and made electronic.
I know I'm biased because I'm a Korn fan. I'm a huge Korn fan. But I really highly relate it to Korn.
Yeah, neo metal.
I'm still waiting for Mick to Korn chime in like, on this and
like that.
Korn is poop sprinkles.
He's just waiting my turn. I've seen him sit there and wait.
Because new metal.
Just butt because in, take new charge.
Metal and Korn specifically used a lot of heavy bass, a lot of breakdowns, but then the guitars were doing stuff that was completely out of the norm metal, for most rock. Guitar players, you know?
New metal is Korn. Korn is new metal.
Yeah. Butt rock.
Korn is probably like the OG new metal.
No. Butt rock is like Saliva.
No, butt rock is Creed.
Creed is a good example. If you're trying to do that with like the genres, you're trying to go
and
like,
Skillet.
Straight up Skillet. Like name one I do band like Skillet, to though. Name a genre.
Oh God, not Korn, Skillet.
Korn is
it's my guilty pleasure.
Skillet is our Christian butt rock.
Yeah, back in my early Christian days, I would listen to Air One Radio, and anytime Skillet came on, I would turn it off.
Air One lost me when they made
quiet time.
When they made Aaron Gillespie take the screaming part out of Southern Weather, or Say This Sooner. That's why I was like, why? That offends you? he's not even really screaming, he was shouting. He wasn't scrumming. Even screaming. Yeah, that's what they love.
Of aggression is and that's not... why I love impending doom.
So Mick, mm-hmm. I'm still prodding at this.
Chime in. You are the web guy.
Yeah, where did that shit come
he's
from?
He's the electronic guy. You're
talking about EDM?
Yes. Where did EDM
all electronica crap.
I was talking about dubstep.
EDM's
been around
a long time. Long fucking time.
Well, yeah, we had, whatchamacallit, Daft Punk.
No, we had Alice DJ.
Alice DJ. Prodigy.
Prodigy. Prodigy was a shit.
Yeah, Prodigy was the shit in the 90s.
Honestly, that's my number one of like, if you want to ask me who started EDM, it's Prodigy, dude.
Yeah.
Prodigy's in the 90s. Prodigy mainstream level started out. Maybe there was a bunch of other bands that did that made that thing happen.
But I think there was the DJs that did
but
it
they
first.
They got huge. That's what I'm saying. Maybe I don't there was know, other people, but they got huge off of that sound. And bands like Attack, Enter Shikari,
I want one of those mugs. Even Under Oath
were all influenced by that.
We have
But yeah, go ahead.
But no, but I.
Where can I buy them?
Or
on our website.
EDM. Our website.
They're actually on there.
Essentially, okay, started off as one. Techno. So techno.
I'll give you a discount code.
EDM. Stop having two conversations, please.
Yeah.
Anthony.
ADD. I have ADHD. I cannot help it.
ADD is real.
He was talking about
Let
the
Mike explain history.
I'm not listening to him.
He's the ultimate salesman. He's like, oh yeah, go to ddimes.com.
First of all,
do you guys have koozies?
DJ, which color do you like best? White or black?
I want both of them.
He's not even paying attention.
You don't even drink coffee.
If you have can koozies, I'll.
I do. That's got what those it means.
I will buy.
I got
these.
You. Don't.
Shit. Mike, I'm listening to you.
Okay, listen to me. We're working on a new website that's gonna have all bunch. Of
I
new
was
merch.
More referring to dubstep.
So I got you.
But
I'm gonna get you. Yes. Some.
All right. Are they talking about
Johnny,
something?
Johnny, you know what, DJ?
Johnny, shut the fuck up.
You know what, DJ? I'm gonna give them to you for free. Okay.
No, I'll pay for them. I believe in supporting my friends.
Even better.
Yes.
I give it to you for
things
a discount.
That small bands are used to is supporting yes. their I, friends' I financial friends. Endeavors.
Yes.
Thank you.
I got you. I got
no,
you.
I don't do free shit.
Mike has always been a financial supporter of my endeavors. That's why Mike is my friend and remains my friend till this day.
Mike, just
Mike is
my
a
hat.
Very loyal guy. Now let the guy talk.
Check it out. Check it out. Techno is a part of EDM. Techno was the beginning. Technically, that's where it started. That stemmed
off
out.
Off of disco.
What are we talking
about? Yes. Am I right?
No, punch him. Punch new him. Wave.
Punch him.
New wave.
Okay,
new
then
wave.
Where did new wave come from? Disco.
It all, comes to disco. And you know where disco came from?
What?
Fucking
Prince or some shit.
Yeah, Prince. That's my dude. Let me call my parents. They will confirm all this right now. My parents lived all through this stuff. My parents lived all through that stuff. My parents are like, what is it called?
Highfalutin?
I should have drank nothing but water this whole time.
I know. They got purple rain umbrellas. I get it.
You've been in my house. You know they got Prince everywhere. My parents cried like a family member died when Prince died.
So they have like posters and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
So they have Prince?
Prince, yes.
Stop it! You're an idiot! Shut up, Anthony!
God damn it!
We're parents fun, love guys. Them some Prince.
I'm gonna go ahead and stop talking for 10 minutes.
If you guys
are having fun,
if you guys didn't catch that, he said, "Do you have Prince of Prince?"
Yes,
I have
Prince of the album Purple Rain in my casa. Thank you. I also have
They're
multiple Prince
two different ways
of
by the
vinyls in my
All right,
casa.
We were talking about Genesis. Let's go.
Genocide.
I'm not gonna lie. I totally
had
forgot.
A lot of good things to say. Oh. I like that.
I will say, I mean, that takes so much production, man. That's something that I love.
I love keys like that, bro.
Great riff. To me, there's something special. I know Johnny's not going to give a shit about this, but there's just something special about hearing Matt Good. And
thank
Travis,
you for stopping
Travis
it Rogers. Before the chorus.
Okay, yeah. not at the chorus.
I know this
You're
enough to
welcome.
Rude.
But, hey, by the way, when we were driving here,
yes. You played the song.
Put a song on.
I did not want to listen to it. Thank you. I will.
She was like. Don't put on Genesis. And I was like,
I
we're
don't
putting
play
on Genesis.
It because he's been playing
guess
it too
what
much.
I'm playing today.
And guess what?
Genesis.
Right now, I'm on a Hosier kick. So I'm
this
listening
is
to Hosier.
Stupid stuff.
I love Hosier.
You were supposed to do your Hosier. Wait, Hosier? I am not familiar. What is Hosier? Hosier? Like, or is it like Hoser? Like
I skip most
You're
of her
Hoser.
Music.
You're a
No.
That? It's Hosier?
Yes.
When
bad name.
I wasn't listening.
He's an Irish name. Man. That's all I have to say.
Is he like a real emotional singer?
Yeah. You never heard that song, Take Me to Church?
I probably haven't. Just
Take me
know
to church.
Yeah, that's Hosier. Hosier's good. I
all
love
the music
Hosier.
She plays when we're in the car, I hit the
I think singers.
Skip
I
button.
Think singers listen to more music.
Well, he knows
listener.
Most of my influences are not,
and we all
not
know
from not from this genre, and most of them are guys. I would be honest, none of my influences are girls. I do not listen to female vocalists like hardly ever.
You're telling me you don't listen to Taylor
Spirit
Swift?
Box? You don't like a Spirit Box? Oh, give us this, Tori. Come on.
Yeah,
give us this hot
bad
take.
Blood.
I want to hear it.
Let's hear it.
I want to hear this hot take.
Wait.
She's versus
about,
Tori.
She's about to, she's about to give us our hot take on Spirit Box.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Yeah,
I gotta hear this. Full tilt. Let's go. Send it.
I do like some of Spirit Box's stuff.
Wait, lies!
Hold on, wait. I like The Void. That's a good song.
Lies!
Johnny.
Tori. John. Last name Hernandez.
Yes.
Tori Hernandez. This is what she's got to say about Spirit Box. Let's hear it.
Oh, God. Okay. Look.
Just make sure you classify the name.
I will say that not all female vocalists are bad. Hayley Williams is always been freaking on a next level. I will never call
her
bad. She
thinks most are bad.
Ever.
Oh.
I am also a big fan of freaking Evanescence. I thought she was fantastic growing up. That was a big fan of hers too.
Okay. Shout out Amy Lee. Yes, I fucked that chick once.
Amy Lee is amazing. But Spirit Box.
It was a different Amy Lee.
I do not find her exciting as a vocalist.
Yeah.
I like her.
And I've had other people be like, well, she screams too. And it's like, yes, I do both. I understand how that is. There's a lot of breath control, vocal control. There's a lot of wear and tear that goes on your voice when you do it. I totally understand that. But to talk, sing, and then to scream, and her screams are...
I'll click on the same pad on you with that right there, where it's like, she doesn't virtuoso sing.
No.
She sings
notes... She's very
notes,
just here. Like, yeah, it's just not...
She sings notes that are not high. She honestly sings notes that
I could agree with.
Has a limited range.
Like, for example, like Anthony Green sings in a higher octave.
Anthony
than
Green
does.
Is my biggest vocal.
It's how much do you project
just
from your diaphragm?
It's like my influence forever.
Also, something that I've learned over years.
I like Al Green.
Al Green.
That's not what we're talking about.
Why are you here?
Anthony Green is probably my biggest vocal influence.
I mean, to bring this up a little bit, I finally recently watched the Samson. Seosin,
you suck at this.
Oh, dude, you guys are the one making me do it. I'm trying to do my best.
Making you
the wheel made you do it. Who sits in that chair? If it was me, we wouldn't be here.
No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Anthony. I'm
you
just
done?
Kidding. Yeah, I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay. You done?
Go ahead.
Get talking about that sales. By the way, he and I were at the 20th anniversary show. We were at the filming of that show.
Anthony, I love your opinions, dude, because they are very vast, and I love it. So go ahead.
Wait, remember when we went to a show that was like an Emery music video?
Compliments me. What is this?
I don't know. No, genuinely, I really enjoy your take on music. So I'm very curious.
If you're gonna stab me, Mick,
I'm not gonna do anything.
I'm scared. Go jump across the table and stab me.
But I do want to hear. Weird. I want to hear what Anthony has to say about Seosin and Anthony. So go ahead, Anthony. Let me hear what you got.
No, okay. So
it doesn't matter what you say.
Well, I want to hear it. So thank you. And I'm the only woman in the room, so.
No, go ahead. Let me hear it. I love The Rock, dude. That's where I came. That's what I grew up on.
Yeah, why does the woman in the room have a microphone?
I was almost expecting you the first time I did that bit. I was like, I thought you were going to fall out from it because we were doing that bit before.
Nah. All right, go ahead.
But okay, so no, to make a direct comparison, right, as far as like projected vocalist goes, I watched that it was like a 20-year anniversary Seosin show, a whole concert.
I was there.
With
we were
both
there.
Vocalists.
Wait, can
where
I,
this hat
both,
came from.
I'm sorry, I got to say something.
We real invited quick. You, by
no,
the way.
I got to say something real quick.
I know,
we invited
I was playing
him and Mike.
You
not
guys,
important.
You guys all
yeah,
went
right.
Hold on, real quick. You guys went all
you
went to
had
go
this
see.
Hat.
You guys
yeah,
all
the
went to go
the
see
recent,
Seosin.
The recent Seosin show.
That
yes.
was probably yeah. the funnest
did
show I've ever been to.
Do you guys know who else played that day?
You did. At a show that nobody went.
Motherfuckers went.
Bro, I had those
things
for so long.
We had more important things to do.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
And you didn't tell me. If you would have told me, I would have made plans, bro.
Like I said before.
You
we
guys
had priorities. El Pastor.
We played
yeah.
Pastor.
How bomb was that place?
We
you're
rang
welcome.
Pastor.
Tacos. Pastor. El Pastor.
You're welcome for Tacos Jalisco before the show.
That was amazing, by the way.
We literally played
phenomenal.
200 feet from Seosin, and we played at like 7:30. You guys could have made it to my show and then made it over there. And
we're
I
would have
got you guys in for free.
I didn't get no
something.
Fucking
first
text
off,
message.
I didn't know until they told me. When we were in line.
That's
so
my
if
fault.
You would have
told
me, we would have
been
like,
there. I support my friends.
You should, take into account that we were thinking about you.
We really were.
Well, thank you so
well,
much for
Anthony,
thinking
for
about
if
me.
You would have been.
For what it's worth. You crossed our minds.
Not many things crossed my mind.
Oh,
well,
shit.
If you want to make a direct comparison between somebody that sings and screams, like look at first off, Emery, we've played with Emery. They sing and scream, and those guys sing in a like almost like pop style, like vibrato, the whole nine. Like those guys are fantastic, and they scream, and they're in their 40s. Like our 50s now. Well, them is old, but we go see them every time, and those guys are phenomenal.
I have,
and vocalists kill every single time. They vocalists kill.
Yeah.
So you can't use that as like, oh man, I just can do one at a time.
Were you talking about Spirit Box? How she does her? Okay, so my whole thing, the point that I was kind of trying to get at with it is that for example, watching different types of vocalists juxtaposed. Let's dissect this whole Seosin show, right? Cove versus Anthony Green. The energy of the stage changed when I'm watching this, you know, this live recording of what they did. The energy of the stage changed. Shut the fuck up. I don't need that brag right now.
You could have seen it.
But watching that, it's crazy because you see a difference in, like, I would say confidence between what I would call a natural vocalist and a person who kind of just wants to sing. And that's, I think a thing that not a lot of people talk about when it comes to performance is the idea that there is people who are just like attuned to the frequency of what it is to be the best type of musician naturally, dude. Anthony Green, Johnny Craig, who the fuck up he is. There's just people who are just that you could practice for fucking 20 years and be really good, but you're never going to catch up to this type of person who's the type of performer who's just fucking natural.
I will not lie. Anything Anthony Green touches, I like.
He's one
his
of those.
Soft
he's
stuff
one of those unicorns.
It's just.
And so let's put that context right onto the Courtney LaPlante thing, right? She had her chance at I Wrestled the Bear once, at all these other projects. She did this thing where, you know, she was experimenting with the screaming. She to me, officially is one of the latter. She's not a natural good singer. She's one of the people who grew into being a good singer, grew into being.
I agree with that.
So to me, I think that's the thing that's always going to rob a little bit of that from me. Because you just watch, I think Danny Worsnop, as much as this fucking guy hates him, he's also a natural performer, natural singer. Like, just
wait, who's this guy? Is that me?
Asking Alexandria, you talk shit on them.
Dude, from Jump, but for Jump, they were good. Like,
I got you.
DJ, I'm going to be hitting you up after this. I think we're like, but you know, like,
I think it's worse for female vocalists than it is for guys. I feel like a lot more stuff.
We could make a sick band, dude.
Is let go for guys as far as vocalists go.
I play rhythm bass, you play lead bass.
I would love to have a conversation with
I'm with it. I'm down.
Are you following all of this right now?
Right.
Oh, they're talking. I'm not listening.
Falls on a female vocalist than a guy. I feel like we're under more scrutiny for everything. Screaming, absolutely, singing, whatever.
Don't disagree with that.
I feel like if you don't sound like Amy Lee, Paramore, even what's her name from Flyleaf? Oh my God, that's going to bother me.
I don't know the
name. Lacey.
Lacey, yes.
She's
if
really
you don't
good.
Sound like Lacey, like that's what they hold you up to.
She's
so if you don't
so
sound
good.
Like that, you don't sound good. Right. But like, that doesn't mean you can't sound good. Right. There's different styles. Like I've heard other female vocalists. I'm not talking about me. I've heard other female vocalists that kill. Absolutely kill. There was like, I forgot her name. I think it was like Stitch. There was like a screamo band. There's an African-American girl in the screamo band. Absolutely phenomenal screamer. Absolutely phenomenal vocalist. Like think of, God, what is this? Is my, why is it?
Kill Switch Engage,
but a girl.
Okay.
Absolutely,
I like
amazing, this band. That's why it's
I've never heard this.
There can be bands with really, but it wasn't popular back then to be a female screamer and singer, so they never blew up. I saw them on Fuse one time and then I never saw them again. There's like, but there are girls that kill it.
Shout
that
Fuse,
aren't
that's the problem with being
shy
ahead of the
to
curve.
Be vocalists, dude. But then there are that are like, they get by other things, right?
What do you think that is? What do you think that is? Because I've always wondered it, where it's like, okay, people talk about there's this dissonance between, oh yeah, it's like the people will make the argument there's not a lot of black singers in this scene. There's not a lot of women singers in this
scene. Magnolia Park for the win.
No, yeah, he's right. Up. He's yeah, right, though. Honestly, there's not...
Plugging real quick that fucking the song from the Goofy movie, fucking that shit rips.
That shit rips.
That shit rips, bro. Stand let's
up.
Go.
Stand hey, up.
Let's fucking... Yeah, they did
we
cover
put that
on
like episode like one
so
or two?
So fucking sick, dude.
Fucking Devin Townsend, dude. Shout out. That song is great.
Oh, that's sick.
But,
There, you're right, though. There's not a lot of minority female singers. There's not. There's not a lot of minority singers, period.
That's because there's still a lot of people that are like, rock music?
Isn't Jada Pickens?
Well, yeah, that is a thing. Somebody tried to say...
Do you want me to bring up Jada's band?
Somebody tried to say...
That was crazy.
Somebody tried to say, I was watching this...
Her husband might smack
you. Streamer the other day. She's a Mexican streamer. She does streams about things involving like Mexicans and like pop culture. Somebody tried to say that Mexicans don't like rock music.
That's all we listen to.
And I'm like, bro, if we ain't listening to like...
Is the universal language.
We're over there, rock music.
Like all genres of music.
I gotta say something. Real
universal
quick.
Corey, language.
I know why you picked him. You're lucky he's yours because he'd be mine right now.
She's very expensive. You want to trade?
No, you don't want to trade. My girlfriend's way more expensive.
You see this?
No. She can have her, and I can have you.
Nah,
I'm cheap.
We got some.
I like to be catered to.
We got an idea here.
I am very cheap.
Honestly, I'll tell you right now, I'm the first person to RSVP to Johnny and DJ's wedding.
Let me tell you this.
I'm going to see if I can find that band.
My girlfriend flew to Texas. She flew first class to Texas.
Keep telling your story. I'm just
That's
playing
like
a little,
30 minutes.
Playing a little Wicked Wisdom for you.
Me?
Oh, I'm down with Wicked Wisdom.
Whose story? Me? Mine?
Keep going, Johnny. Tell your story.
Yeah, Johnny, tell your story.
Don't get distracted.
All I was saying is, DJ, my girl's expensive, too. They can be expensive for each other. Wow. I am slurring.
She's in the medical field, so she has high earning potential.
Right.
So
my girl can
afford her?
Yo, my girl can afford her is a thing.
Yeah.
She makes more money than I do.
So I'll take you.
Yo, we can live in the ditches together.
So both of them.
I just need a box.
Both of them.
Like, that's
all,
it.
That's all I need.
Both of them could live in a big ass house. Y'all gonna live in a fucking studio.
Yeah. Live in a studio making music together.
I'm okay with taking a shot in the mouth every once in a while just to live comfortably and have a good friend.
Yeah, it's all about the companionship.
Fulfill the dream.
Take the cream.
Fulfill the dream.
I have a cream.
Nope, that's
put it.
On,
I have
that
a cream.
Is the episode
I
name.
I have a cream.
Hey, this is why you have to do a pre-show stream.
Yo, I forgot about Wicked Wisdom.
Dude, it's wild that
I find the band. I found the band that
What's
I was talking
the band?
About.
Let's go.
Straight Line Stitch.
Straight Line Stitch. What is that again?
This is the band that had the really good singer screamer girl. I thought she was awesome. The first time I saw her was on Fuse, and I was like, I need to be like this chick.
Even's Untitled Rock Show.
I thought you were gonna pull up Millionaires, but okay.
Black Veil is what pulled up. Is that
Let's
good?
Try that one. I don't know. It's been a while since I listened to it.
Wait. That was a deep cut. You guys don't know Millionaires?
Yes, I do know the Millionaires. I used to hang out with them. I used to hang out with them
they
back in the
good,
day.
Though.
They were not good.
They were not good.
They were not
good.
They
were that MySpace huge. Ooh,
yes, I wanted to be her so bad in this music video. I was like, this girl? It's like, she's life. I was like, yes.
She's a black girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
She freaking kills. I was like, ah!
Make sure you pause on her.
Why have
real
I
quick.
Never seen this?
Oh, damn.
Okay, wait.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Oh. Yes, I love her.
Okay, definitely.
Damn.
Wood.
Definitely wood. Hell yeah.
All the wood.
I like this.
I loved her. I saw her on Fuse and I loved
Mick,
her instantly.
You gotta say, you gotta chime in, dude.
She's still doing music.
Are you saying wood or wood?
No.
With the L.
Hey, actually.
With the L.
O-O-D or O-L-D?
Actually,
O-U-L-D.
Actually, I'm saying both.
O-U-L-D.
Because
wood.
I got some wood. And I would.
O-U-L-D.
O-U-L-D.
O-U-L-D. All the way.
We're going, Johnny.
I would, yes.
I have quite the collection over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on.
Is this not great?
This is incredible.
And she's hot. So I was like, yes.
I can't comment on that.
I was
upset at
myself. And her hair. Her hair was like, yes.
I'm all about hair, and that gets
I'm
me.
I'm almost upset at myself for not having come across this before. Oh,
I never heard this in my life.
Shot? What is this? Was that her feet?
Don't show me your feet, dude.
I'm gonna rewind.
Look at the squeal, bro.
Rewind.
I was like, yes.
Wait, they're not around anymore?
I don't think they are. But yeah, she was so. But because it wasn't popular back then to be a girl doing this.
Yo, all I need to know is she's around because.
I don't know, bro. Honestly, I don't know. I forgot the name of the band.
It only takes one Instagram.
What were you guys saying? Keep talking.
That's disgusting.
Go ahead and talk.
DJ hates me.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Having a good time over my here bad. On my own.
Yeah, their last album was in 2011, which is when I graduated high school.
By the way, just a little thing for the record, her heels are like a knife or something. It's like a skating blade.
First off, this chick was like ahead of the curve. This chick was ahead of the curve.
Yeah, she really was.
Absolutely.
And she was so good, and they just never got big.
She's not just black, though. I'm sure her music's great. I'm not going to keep watching. Some type of Asian, right?
I don't know, but she's pretty and she was good. And I was like, why is this band not big?
That's crazy. Nowadays, it should be huge. That sucks. It happens to a lot of bands.
Well, I feel like that's kind of what happened to us. Is like, it's just, well, first off, we live in California.
Yeah, you have to fight.
Go there.
Every other band in the world, and there's 65,000
every band that I know that has gotten huge quick has not been from California.
Right. So to make it in Cali is fucking tough.
Well, dude, that's because we hate each other in Cali. Yeah. So we'll get to that.
Yeah. A lot of people hate each other out here.
I don't want to change the scene, guys. I just like this show.
I want to get to where she sings, playing, though, because she's
really
good.
Is a good shot.
She sings too?
Yeah, she sings. No. She's just freaking good, bro. I don't know if she sings in the song, but like I've heard her sing. She's good. That's why I was like, damn. Like
her toenails are janky.
Is there a way to screenshot?
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't really. I see what you're saying, DJ.
I don't like the feet.
No, I don't like feet. I love feet, but those feet. A little clawy.
You guys have small brains.
Control shift 3.
They have one working brain cell.
They're a little gargoyly.
I already won for keeping it on the shot for as long as I did.
Just go ahead.
Pick up those little piggies. The music was good until you stopped on the feet.
Oh my god.
I like this a lot.
Yeah, super sick, dude.
Dude, she was good. That's like such a shame. There was another one. In This Moment was another band back then that was good.
In This Moment.
The theme song for fucking Legion.
Shania Twain.
You know that, Johnny, right?
What?
In This Moment does the theme song for Skanks?
For Legion of Skanks, yep. Yep.
Shania Twain?
Their lead singer. Segue.
Shania Seidel twinsies.
Segue real quick. So why guys look down on female vocalists, right? Is for the same reason it is in pop women. Culture. Is if you're not, you don't look a certain
that's
way, or you're to go biddies ain't hanging out.
Believe.
You are not nothing. Saying. And I feel like where this started mostly with hardcore singers is In This Moment, because she was in Playboy.
Was she?
Wait, no. Yes.
Well, that makes sense.
If you got a product, you got a product.
Yeah, she's hot.
If I promoted my product, he would kill me.
Yeah, but she'd be rich.
he would kill me.
The thing is,
money is money. Make that
she
money.
She brings up a super good point.
My point. Are you
Anthony,
for the money, DJ?
We played with a band that shall not be named. Anthony, we played with a band that shall not be named. And did that girl not show up to the show with her boobs tied up in a bow?
Who's so I'm pretty sure
I know.
She
did.
She
showed up to what is
name
that Pirate
it.
Fest with name a it. Ribbon typed
what?
Around
Wait,
her
first,
boobs.
First of all,
and
well, how old is this?
No. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do.
How old is this?
No. This was a couple years ago. Okay. And I will say this much. Here's exactly what I feel like I have every right to say.
Right.
This is a musician, singer, screamer. OnlyFans model.
Yes.
That
okay, musician
slut. Suicide girl. She's a suicide girl.
So basically, the whole position that I would say I have on the situation is that if you're a musician, the thing that you're trying to capture people with is the merit of your talent in writing good music.
Thank you.
Most musicians, yes.
And so this is a person that I would say is along for the ride, loves the idea of the glitz and glam of that whole being on stage, performing for people thing, doesn't do anything to develop the talent, doesn't do anything to develop the actual necessity of, you know, being a person who writes music that will connect with people. And then just goes along for the ride and also has a huge advantage because you're a fucking hot chick.
And huge tits, right?
Yes. No, she doesn't have
a nice body.
Huge ass.
She's skinny.
It doesn't matter. Nice body
first,
with
first
tattoos.
Of all, you're telling me she doesn't have huge tits or a huge ass. I'm not interested then.
But some guys are into it. And yeah, a lot of guys white knight her and everything.
Yeah, there's
who are we talking about?
So, name names.
Do you think she's gonna watch this? Who gives a shit?
You're right.
I don't know if she would or not.
So
who is this bitch? Let's go.
I'm not.
She's a suicide girl.
She's a suicide girl in a band.
DJ's gonna name her. What's her name?
No.
DJ's gonna name her. DJ. I've always had
a problem with female-fronted bands that do the hashtag female-fronted.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Right.
Like, so I...
Because Tori's a lady. She's not a bitch like these other
bitches.
Well,
no, but it's like...
I mean, maybe. I don't know. You got to tell me.
If she's bad...
Right.
I want people to say she's bad.
Right.
Yeah.
And she wants people to say she's bad.
Because she's a real musician, yeah.
Yeah. It's all about artistic integrity.
Well, that's because, like, when we write music...
When people are,
like it's not, but I sit there and do nothing.
The female fronted part, it's like it's almost like it's immune to criticism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People white knight you. Like, that's all they do.
You just hate women.
Yeah.
And I'll let you speak more on that. Because
thank you for saying that about me. But that's not.
Yeah,
because
that's what happens. Is like anytime in that band in particular, that person we're talking about. Anytime anybody criticizes that band, which they do get criticism by people that don't know them because they were not that good. Look, so it's like, you're going to get criticism, right? But then everybody jumps in front of the bullet for you because you're hot. Damn. Leave her alone. White knight for you, right?
Right.
I never put myself in that position to get that.
Okay.
I'm breaking stuff.
And he broke my camera.
Oh, shit. He broke the camera.
I never put myself in the position to get that. Uh-huh. Not because necessarily because it would make him mad, because it was even before I was with him. So bands I was in before him never did that. I never, like, you've been in bands with me, you know. How do I dress when we play shows? Long pants, shirts that come up to my neck. I never wear anything that's low cut. I never do that. And there's a reason why I never do that. Because I'm not trying to sell people on my physical form. Like, yeah, you could still see me and be like, oh, that's great. Like, she's got a good figure. Like, badass. Like, you could still say that if you want to. But I'm not trying to sell you on that. I'm trying to sell you on the fact that I can do what the guys are doing as good as the guys are doing it. Right. And you should like it. If you don't like it, that's fine. Go like a guy. That's fine. That's great. But I want you to like me for the fact that I could do it.
Right.
So we've played shows and people have come up to me and this like blew my actual freaking mind. When we opened for Emery, some people came up and told us that we were better than Emery.
Oh, wow.
And I was better than Emery.
That's good.
And I was like, sit the hell down. Because thank you, but sit the hell down. You know, like, but that's like, I want people to like us for the music.
For the music, yeah.
Not because I have long hair and boobs and I'm great. I want you to like us that we're all good. I'm on equal footing than every other guy in my band. I'm not special because I'm a girl.
Well, that's kind of an ongoing theme with this podcast is the common listener. The common listener doesn't give a shit on our perspective on like what we respect.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of people trying to figure out exactly what it is that interests them while fucking trying to navigate that, dude. Like,
exactly.
You know, like, I mean, to me, like, I just like making fucking music, bro. Yeah. I just like making music. And it's like to have all these different gimmicks thrown in my way before as qualifiers, before people even give my shit a shot is a crazy thing to me. You know, to have like all these other people that are going to have a fucking leg up on me just because they did other things that had nothing to do with creating music. just because they're in shape, just because yeah. they're a fucking pretty face to look at, just because they're related to a specific person that's famous or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's wild, dude. Yeah. That's a wild thing to me. It's one of the only industries that that's how that works, you know?
Let me throw something out to you, you two in particular, because you were in that band with DJ. How much does it bother you now, knowing that you had labels looking at you and the genre you guys were doing at that time was so ahead of its time, and now bands are famous for it, and you guys could have been right there?
I'll let Mike go on that one first.
I think it just kind of comes down to, it's like a logistical thing, because it's like you come down to the business side of it, of thinking about how this makes sense. And back then it was just, it didn't make sense. It's just like you want, because you have, because as you're doing it, you start realizing you're not what you're like aspiring to be mm-hmm. at the same, you know what I mean? Even though you don't see past of like, oh, we are ahead of our time. You know what I mean? You don't know that.
No, but you guys were way ahead of your time.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way we would have known that.
You guys would have been Enter Shikari. Right now, you guys would have been Enter Shikari.
One of the coolest things that I've ever got to work on is the piano lead for, what is it, Harbinger?
First of all,
they started remaking awesome. That.
Oh, did you?
First of all,
wait, shut the fuck up, Johnny.
Wait,
I don't care. You don't care that I'm the board bitch. I'm taking my 5 minutes. Up. I have a bone to pick with DJ on air real quick. It'll take 2 minutes. And you then can
wait
can
until after I say this one thing. I got one thing to say.
You can pick
Anthony,
my bone.
Anthony, shut the fuck up. You're the board bitch. If you guys would have been Enter Shikari, you guys would have been Enter Shikari. All right, go ahead.
Well, they were doing that before Enter Shikari was big.
Tori.
We really were.
They would have been Enter Shikari if they would have been Enter Shikari.
He's right. He's not wrong. He is not wrong.
You guys weren't British or white.
That's one thing that fucking people don't
and
really
that's,
acknowledge.
And that's God's fault for not putting them in Great Britain.
And you guys also God, and you guys so. Also were and you guys also had Erica.
Hold the phone.
Which I feel like is like about, a repellent to anybody being any attracted to anybody in your band. So
yeah. Yeah. Boom. I mean, you got anything?
He did that for Digital
He's
Panic, did he not?
Fucking ugly.
How go many ahead. Times did we get asked when we were Digital Panic and when I first joined, right? Mike was there when I first joined. Also, he didn't complete that story. He was going to bring Digital Panic stuff and start doing it again. And he was like, oh yeah, me and Eric are going to start doing this again. This was after
Passengers back to the beginning of the podcast. How did she join? I joined her band, and then fast forward, and then like that band kind of died.
We were dating at this time when this happened.
And then I decided, and then Hobag and I decided to go back to Digital Panic stuff. And then she sent me a text.
Eric.
She sent me a text.
I'll name the names. His name is Eric Watkins. He's a good dude, but he's also a
hoe. The dude can sing, but he's also a
he's also a bitch or a hoe.
One of the best singers I've ever worked with.
This
he's
is all
phenomenal.
In jest, and we love the man.
Yes, we love Eric.
So I went back to that.
Okay.
The two-man Digital Panic project. And then she sent me a text, hey, can I guest? Because Digital Panic started
as
just...
Let me get on a feature.
I was bored. I wanted to do stuff.
So he did clean singing, I did screaming vocals, and I wrote all the music. So she texted me, hey, can I guest? And I was like, no, you can just take my spot. You can just take my vocalist spot.
Okay.
And that's how Digital Panic evolved.
Nice.
Okay, oh, I like that.
Yeah, then we started doing live shows, and then Mike was brought in and all that stuff. So we actually had a full-on band at one point. And then we played a live show at our first live show.
Who was drumming for you guys at the time?
Oh, who didn't drum for us?
I think it was Tyler. Wasn't it Tyler? Oh. I think it was Tyler.
Before I came in, right?
No, you were there, I think.
No, I didn't. I didn't drum with Tyler.
Who was it? It was Nick.
It was Nick.
Nick was the first one. Yeah, it was Nick. It was Nick.
And then the guy in their music video.
Yeah, Chris.
Wait, there's a music video?
Not an art.
Your guy's music video.
Our music video?
Yeah.
Which one?
The guy you have in the music video that I saw today. He was a drummer of Digital Panic at one point.
Christian. Yes, Chris.
Christian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was one of our drummers at one point.
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so... We did the live thing.
Damn near everybody.
Multiple.
Dude, honestly, this music scene in this room is probably an offensively incestuous.
You know what else is weird? You know what else is weird? I knew
all our musical babies.
I knew of Anthony, and Anthony knew of me before I even met DJ.
Offensive.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's why there's laws in place. Violet
Mouth was following me on Instagram before I even met Anthony or knew DJ.
That's crazy.
So Anthony had been lurking my Instagram for years before I even met him.
I'm just in shout out lurking.
I was like, who's this guy following me? What is this?
Weird fucking guy.
I was probably poaching female vocalists.
You probably were. No. I was in If This Was Yesterday. That was when you were following me. That was the band.
Okay.
And then my bassist went to Sylvan. He was being tutored by this guy.
Yeah, when I went to Sylvan.
And he told him about me.
Yeah.
I'm just.
So I learned about her through a kid that I tutored at Sylvan, who was in
the
her
age
band.
Gap is real.
Holy shit, dude! That's we owe all of this to Sylvan.
Hooked on phonics.
The fact that Sylvan
and Eric's
Center,
wife got DJ the job at
yes, Sylvan.
The fact that Sylvan Learning Center plays a part in our history is so beautiful to me. I'm gonna fall asleep tonight and just be like, Sylvan.
Is it bad that I work for another
Sylvan
tutoring center?
To fall tonight on Instagram.
But that's how that stuff happened. But honestly,
how I ended up following her bands was because of that kid. He was like, hey, follow my bands. And then I ended up following her kicked. New stuff.
And then he followed me again.
And then that's how I saw the tryout post to try out for her band. Is because.
But as I was saying,
Sylvan Learning Center.
Every time Eric played a show
small,
for us,
so
we
Sylvan.
Got comments about whose dad is
come
it
learn how to
doing
read.
Vocals for you guys. Whose dad is that? That was the first show, and then we played that Pirate Fest thing. And I've known Shaylee,
damn Pirate Deshell Fest.
Shaylee for
I know that shit.
God, since I was probably like 14 or 15 years old. I've known Deshell Shaylee, so he came and watched us play after he had played on that show because I asked him to, and he was like, "Yeah, you need to hide that guy behind a screen." I was like, oh my God.
Talking about Eric.
About Eric. And I was like, that's so mean.
He was balder than me at the time.
Yeah, it's because Eric.
Damn.
Eric.
Dude, I have so much love for the man. And I, dude, no, trust me. Dwayne,
I know.
I relate to you.
We love him. He's like family to us.
He's hands down the best singer I've ever worked with.
Okay, so I tried before you tried. To get this man into pocket and to make him worthy of being in a fucking band.
Great singer. Really did.
Anthony was the original.
He's a fantastic singer, dude. But you have to understand one thing, one element.
He's literally the best I've ever worked
the
with.
The ego is real.
You have to understand one element of about performing live music is you are also a performer. And people want to look at you. That's part of it.
It's true.
That's part of it.
It is very true.
And it's one of the things that he'll never, ever give a shit about, which I almost respect.
He really doesn't.
He doesn't give a shit.
I don't know if that's true, though.
Because
he low-key tries. He would try. Like, I was next to him doing the most, and this man was doing the...
Hey, remember the...
I remember him flat ironing his hair. He flat ironed his hair.
No,
that was the downhill right there, dude.
No, it's the gay that... This, yes.
Yeah, no. We can't get this on camera.
Tori, what is that move again?
DJ's feet.
I can't do
it.
It was
that.
It was this.
Yeah.
And he would go like this.
That's gay.
Do you remember the Yuma show?
That is.
And he would do. He looked more girly than me. And he was next to me on stage. I have photos, Johnny. I have photos for days, Johnny. And I love Eric to pieces. And Eric was great. Eric's always great.
He's the fucking man.
I always felt bad when people would make those comments because I'm like, God, Eric, if your voice matched your everything else.
Yeah.
Oh man, that show in Yuma was brought up.
The presence.
How did that window break?
What? I don't know this. I was not there for that.
But yeah, no, I mean,
Somebody's ass went through a window.
Just for a second, just to how this industry is.
Stupid. So stupid.
It's not kind to like non you know,
it's not kind of us normal folk.
Yeah, people who just want to just do music, just literally try to create something awesome and that sounds.
That's
great.
Why I play bass because I'm.
Can
ugly
we
as fuck.
Start a super band?
Because we could just sit
and
in the back,
wear masks yeah, like yeah. the sounds of animals fighting.
If you watch live videos of
just
us,
just kind of like go
I'm facing
from
away
there,
from the camera.
I think that's something. That's
I got
probably,
asked for days.
Anthony,
factor.
Would you want to do no. a third
Uncle,
band?
We'll be back for part two.
Exactly.
Say it again, clean.
We'll be back for part two.
And three and four.
And then we'll be back for part three.
Daniel will be back for part two.